Hello.
Hi, good morning. It is Mark Williams. Mark Williams?
Who's calling?
My name is Mark. Yes, my name is Mark. Yes, good morning, sir. My name is Marcos. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name,
okay,
sir, was chosen at random,
okay,
and your individual answers are...
All right, if we can start reading from the script,
yes,
we can start doing it. Let's go.
Okay. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? White, African American, Black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native American, American Indian?
African American, Black.
African American, Black. I know it's a long way off, sir, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50 or will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
And what is your age, sir? Is it 59?
59.
Sir, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional election in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 to 10. How motivated are you to vote, sir, from 0 to 10?
10.
Okay. And would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional election are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
More important.
And would that be somewhat more important or much more important?
I'm sorry, can you read that one more time for me? I'm sorry.
Yes. Would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less
yes.
important, or about the same? You said more important, but is it somewhat more important or much more important?
Much more important.
Okay. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, and independent, or something else?
I'll probably go with more of an independent. I'm registered Democrat, but I'm more of an independent.
Okay. And do you approve, sir, or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is handling, of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Would you approve it or disapprove it?
Approve it.
And would you somewhat approve it or would you strongly be approving it?
I'll strongly approve it.
Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
And generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Better.
Okay. Thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two. I'm going to read you the list now. Fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, creating more jobs and raising wages, combating division and racism, protecting abortion rights, reducing crime, making college more affordable and forgiving student debt, passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people, improving kindergarten to 12th grade public school education, border security, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare. You can select up to two.
Give me the abortion rights and I think you said something about healthcare with pharmacy.
It was protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare.
No, what's the one after? It was, I apologize for it. It was,
Lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
There you go, that one.
Yeah, okay. And now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you are very warm and favorable toward them, and 0 means that you are very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person or organization, please say so. I'm going to start with Joe Biden from 0 to 10. How favorable are you?
0 to 10 or 0 to 100?
0 to 100. That was my mistake.
Okay. 99.
What about David McCormick?
He's the center, I think. 50. I don't know about him. I'm not 100%. I can put my name on. McCormick, I think he's out of Pennsylvania.
Okay, what about Kamala Harris?
99.
What about Donald Trump?
0.
And Republicans, plural, Republicans in Congress?
You said a Republican in Congress?
Yes, Republicans, speaking in plural, just Republicans in Congress.
Oh, I thought you were giving me a name and saying he's a Republican. Okay, 2.
What about Bob Casey Jr.?
50%.
And Tim Scott?
Tim Scott? Are you saying Tim Scott?
Yes, sir. Yes, Tim Scott.
Can you go negative 0?
0 will be the lowest.
Well, let's go with the lowest for him.
Okay. And what about Democrats in Congress? Speaking in plural. Democrats in Congress.
75%.
What about Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
10%. Well, 10.
Okay. What about Jill Stein?
Stein. I haven't heard of him. Can't put my finger on him.
Okay. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, Independent Cornel West, and Independent Jill Stein, for whom would you vote if the if you're undecided? You can say so as well.
I didn't know Cornel West was on the ticket, but I'll go with Biden.
Okay. And for U.S. Senate were held today, and the candidates were Republican David McCormick and Democrat Bob Casey Jr. For whom would you vote? If you're undecided, you can also say so.
Casey, because I haven't heard of McCormick. Yes.
Okay. And did you happen to see the debate between President Biden and former President Trump on Thursday nights?
I did not see it.
Even though you didn't see the debate yourself, did you hear, read, or see anything about the debate, for example, from Sports Online?
I heard about it.
And was it only a little, some, or a lot?
A little.
And did what you hear, read, or see about the debate make you feel more or less likely to support Joe Biden for president?
Say again. Read the what I read or saw.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. One more time.
It is no problem. It is no problem, sir. Did what you hear, read, or see about the debate this past Thursday, did it make you feel more or less likely to support Joe Biden for president? Does it make you feel much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely
somewhat,
to support Joe Biden
somewhat,
for president?
Somewhat more likely. I was looking for that middle answer, but somewhat more likely.
Okay. And did what you read, see, or heard, what did you read, read, or saw that makes you more likely to support Joe Biden for president? Please let me know. Just a quick statement. I'm going to note it down.
Okay. What I've heard, that Donald Trump didn't answer any of the moderates' questions. Moderator's questions.
Okay. Let me one moment. Okay, it has been noted. And did what you hear, read, or see or saw about the debate make you feel more or less likely to support Donald Trump for president? Did it make you feel much more likely to support Donald Trump, somewhat more likely to support Donald Trump, somewhat less likely to support Donald Trump, or much less likely to support Donald Trump?
Much more like not to support him. So it's the last one that you just, of your answers.
Much less likely to support Donald Trump, correct?
Uh-huh.
And, did what you read, see, or heard, did you read, saw, or heard that makes you feel less likely to support Donald Trump for president? Would it be the same answer, sir, that he did not answer the moderator's questions?
Yes, same answer.
Allow me one moment while I note it down. Okay, it has been noted, sir. And sir, now that I would like you to, I'd like you to read you what some others have said they believe are threats to the African American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to the African American community at the moment? Right now, you may choose two. I'm gonna start with the list of. Donald Trump getting elected as president again, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community, the lack of quality education opportunities, stagnant wages and rising costs, rising crime and violence, cuts to the social safety net like Social Security. You may choose up to two from the list that I chose direct, please.
The first one that you read, the rise of
Donald Trump,
white supremacy.
The rise of white supremacy and nationalism.
Yes.
And Donald Trump getting elected as president again, correct?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Sir, for each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Donald Trump or Joe Biden would be better at dealing with that issue. I'm going to read you some issues at the moment. The first issue is securing our border. Would you think Donald Trump would deal with it better, or Biden would deal with it better?
Biden.
And do you think he would deal with it somewhat better or much more better?
Much more better.
The next issue reads, implementing common sense gun reforms that help to keep guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them. Who do you think would deal with it better, Trump or Biden?
Biden.
And would he deal with it somewhat better or much better?
Much better.
What about the issue of the rise of white supremacy and nationalism? Who do you think would deal with that issue better, Donald Trump or Biden?
Biden.
Would he deal with it much better or somewhat better?
Much better.
What about the issue of bringing down the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs? Do you think Trump or Biden would deal with it better?
Biden.
Would he deal with it much more better or somewhat better?
Much more better.
What about growing the income and increasing economic opportunities for people like you? Do you think Trump would deal with that issue better or Biden would deal with it better? Do you think Donald Trump would deal with it much better, somewhat better, Biden would deal with it somewhat better, or Biden would deal with it much better?
Much better. Biden.
That would be Biden, right? Okay. What about the issue of protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare? Do you think Trump would deal with it much better, somewhat better? Biden would deal with it somewhat better or much better?
Biden.
By much better, right?
Somewhat better.
Somewhat better. Okay. And generally speaking, does President Biden's handling the Israel-Gaza war, does it make you more or less much? Do you think?
You're fading in and out. What was that question?
On how he is.
Sir, we're fading in and out. Hello?
It's no problem at all, sir.
Okay.
You there?
Sir?
Yes, I'm going to read you the question again.
No, you're fading in and out.
Biden's handling the Gaza war. My apologies. Okay. Are you able to hear me now, sir?
Yeah, yes. Gaza war, yes.
Okay. Yes. Does the handling of President Biden's of the Israel Gaza war, does it make you feel more or less favorable toward them on how he's handling it right now?
So it's less favorable.
So would that be somewhat less or less favorable?
Less favorable.
Would that be a somewhat or much less favorable?
Much less favorable.
Okay. And as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this verdict?
I agree.
And do you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Okay. Since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges, his supporters have said black people are more likely to vote for him because he's now more relatable to African Americans. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this statement?
Disagree with the statement.
Do you strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
Right.
How often do you receive information about...
Hold on, Kat. And I don't know if you could put a note there, but that question that you just read is almost damn near offensive.
I'm going to go ahead and note it down, okay, sir?
Please, that question is almost damn near. It was not almost. It is offensive. As if
I'm going to go ahead and note it.
People because of how much more do we have to go in this survey?
We are actually at close to 90%. The most it will be 4 to 5 minutes the most.
Okay.
I'm going to make it really quick, but I'm going to go ahead and note everything down. Okay, sir?
All right. Thank you.
And how often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media, sir? Do you receive them very often, not too often, or not at all from social media?
The middle one. Every now and then.
Often?
What was the next one after often?
Or very... it's very often, not often, or not at all?
Not often.
Okay. And from which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? From TikTok, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, which is also called X, Instagram, or another social media?
Facebook.
Okay. Switching gears a bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed, first through 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor's degree, postgraduate, master's, MBA, law, PhD, MD, etc.?
Master's degree.
Okay. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Divorced.
Okay. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Moderate.
It's around the corner. I'll do it. Hopefully that man ain't busy.
How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Or hardly ever?
Several times a year.
Okay. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than all, half, about half, less than half, or hardly any, or none of your neighbors are Caucasians? Half?
Yes.
Not half. Okay. And urban, suburban, rural?
Urban.
How would you describe the area where you live in? Urban, suburban, rural?
Urban.
Urban?
Urban, yes.
Okay, and were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States, yes or no?
No.
And were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
No.
Were you born outside of the United States?
No.
Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
This actually concludes our survey, sir. Thank you so much for your participation. Remember that your opinions are very important. Okay, sir, you have yourself a
You have a blessed day. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you so much, sir.